Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
FabFit has begun. It's our annual effort to just get a bit more activity into your everyday. Magic931.com.au has plenty of ideas to get involved with that. We thought, Brooke, not everyone has access to all the equipment. Not everyone has time to just go out and walk a couple of thousand steps every day.
Mm-hmm.
What can we do in our everyday? We've both had a couple of ideas. We've brought DJ Whitey in this morning.
Morning, Bob. Morning, Brooke.
Hello.
And I guess we're just going to try and pitch what we've come up with. I've just put this on our socials, on our stories at Facebook and Instagram, Magic931. I've invented kind of a treadmill just based on anything I could find in the office. The rollers, I suppose, are three ketchup bottles. I've got the tread, I suppose, that you walk on is just a couple of editions of a newsletter that have been stapled and sticky taped together. I've got a oven pan just to kind of keep it off the ground and some paper clips to keep all the rollers in place. It does actually roll along, so I'm pretty happy with
this.
This
is impressive. Wow.
I do have a question. It's kind of only bigger enough for 1 foot. So is it a one leg situation?
Yeah, no, it's more of a tiptoe kind of treadmill. We'll see how it works in a second. What have you got for Whitey?
Well, I didn't really invent anything. I just brought some things from home that I thought would be, handy, something you might
all
have around the place.
All your fitness equipment?
Yeah, no, nothing at all.
Okay.
I do have, though, the complete works of William Shakespeare. It's a hefty book.
It's a heavy.
It's a weight.
It would make a really good, you could walk around doing, bicep curls with it.
Pass it over. How do you rate that, Whitey?
Oh, that's a hefty book. And it's a hardcover too. Amazing.
He wrote a lot of plays.
He did.
I also brought my little, what are these actually officially called? They're like Russian dolls.
The nesting dolls,
doll, yeah. Inside of a doll, inside of the doll. Great as markers if you want to do side steps in between them, or you could run your suicide.
I like your thinking.
Yeah, I just thought you might have it around the home. You could just utilize it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I do like suicide sprints with Russian dolls. It's one of my favorite things to do at home.
Is it? Yeah, no, casually in the backyard.
Definitely not.
I would be fair to say that, Bob, you've probably won this one. You've
Let's
invented
actually
something.
Put it into practice. Let's see if we can make this work. I'm going to put it on the ground for Whitey.
My turn to use it.
All right.
I would advise very baby, easy, simple steps.
Oh, it's got a good sound. I don't know if we can hear it on the mics.
Just need a bit of weight on the plate to stop it from actually. My problem is my pedometer's on my wrist. So this isn't doing anything for my step count right now.
You're right, okay.
Well, at least mine involved movement, I suppose.
Yeah, look, we're saying it's a prototype.
Yeah, okay, cool. Whitey, thank you very, very much for joining us this morning as our fitness guy
thank you.
The show. And please do register magic931.com.au, all the details there for FebFit. We're trying to beat Darwin with our steps.
I can't believe how easy it is to stay active.
Just like that,
Bob.